Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes. Now, you know what that's all about? It's all about getting somebody in from in the neighbourhood, whether they be involved. Well, we've had Cindy McLeish, the MP, we've had the mayor, we've had a lot of people, we've had business people. We find out a bit about their lives and then the songs that have had some sort of influence in their life. Today, it's my pleasure to introduce a very special lady. She has been awarded an award for this year, which we will talk about. We're not going to talk about it straight away because we're going to find out, as we always do in Choice Tunes, about her life and how she's got to the stage in her life, but also the music that's played an influence on her life. So it's my great privilege to introduce Nicole Gallagher. Now, Nicole is a local lady. She lives in Mount Evelyn. But she has been awarded an award, as I said, which we're going to talk about and we're fairly keen to talk to. But first of all, welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
And thank you for being part of Choice Tunes.
Very happy to be a part of it.
Right, Nicole, now, as you and I know, we really want to get a bit further in your life, but we like to know a bit about where it all started. So whereabouts were you born, Nicole?
Well, first of all, my parents lived in Bayswater North. Lived there until I was about eight.
Yeah.
And then moved to Blackburn North.
Yep.
And then I was living at home until mid-20s, I think. So we lived there for a long time.
Yep.
And then I was renting around there, but my husband and I thought we wanted to buy a house.
Yep.
And we thought, okay, well, we'll buy out as far as we can afford.
Yep.
So we did that, and that's when we ended up in Mount Evelyn. And originally we had the plan that we would move back closer to our parents. But when we started living in Mount Evelyn, we loved it so much. We will never leave, ever. We just absolutely love it. And what a perfect place to raise children, and our dog loves it. It's an incredible place to be.
Can't do better. All right, Nicole, so... You've told us where you're brought up and where you're actually brought up. So, what was your first? Did you have a part time job when you were at school?
Yes, my first job was at Red Rooster.
Was it?
I was there for 2 and a bit years.
Yep.
And then I was lucky enough to get a job in childcare once I turned 18.
So that was your first.
For the 4 years while I was at uni studying primary school teaching.
Yeah, so that was that was your first full time job.
My first full time job was as a primary school teacher. So Red Rooster and the childcare centre were casual.
Yep.
And then I was lucky enough that straight out of uni I got a job full time primary school teaching.
Whereabouts?
And I was doing that up until 2020. And I'm just on indefinite sick leave at the moment.
Yep. So which school were you at? Were you at just one or did you go to
I've been at a few, actually.
Yep.
I started off at Park Orchards Primary School.
Oh, yep.
I was there for 2 years and then I did 2 years at Warrandyte Primary School. And then I moved to Hughesdale Primary School and I was there for 4 years.
Gee, that's
and
a bit of a hike.
Yes, we were living in Blackburn South at the time.
Right.
Yep. It wasn't too far, but when we moved to Mount Evelyn, I was still commuting and I said to my husband, I just can't do this anymore. I absolutely adored the school, but it was such a large commute that I just couldn't do it. And so I then moved to Chernside Park Primary and I'm still there. I'm just on leave at the moment and that's a beautiful little school too.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, let's start to work our way down memory lane. Celine Dion, and It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Why did you pick that song?
So that was the first CD I ever owned. So I think it was for like my 7th birthday. My parents bought me a CD player and my grandparents actually gave me a few CDs. And my parents gave me the Spice Girls and my grandparents gave me this Celine Dion CD. And it was my absolute favourite. And It's All Coming Back to Me was song number one. And I remember just playing it on repeat. I loved it so much.
And you probably hammered it to death. All right, let's have a listen to this and we'll be back with more.
Mother! forgive me all this, if I forgive you all that, we forgive and forget, and it's all coming back to me. Coming back to me now. If you do it like this, it's all coming back to me now. And if we
and I have with me in Choice Tunes today Nicole Gallagher, and we're going to find out a bit about her life. We found out that she was a primary school teacher, or still is, and we've heard where she's brought up and all that sort of stuff, but we'll keep progressing with Nicole's past and bring it right up to the future. Nicole, I've got to ask the really big question. What was the first car you bought?
The first car I bought was a Ford Festiva, a brand new Ford Festiva. I was really lucky, though. My parents bought me a Ford. Actually, I get them confused. One's a Fiesta and one's a Festiva. So my parents bought me the Ford Festiva, and I had that to begin with. And then I was lucky enough that when I started working, I bought the Ford Fiesta.
A brand new car. That's not bad.
Yeah, I was very lucky.
At that age. I'll just take another song, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Why did you pick that one?
Well, I was very lucky, I guess, because not only was it my dad's mum, my grandma, but it was also my mum's mum, my nana. It was their favourite song. And so we actually, it's one of my favourite photos from my wedding. The my two grandparents, my husband and I all danced to that song together.
Terrific.
And they absolutely loved it. It was so special to me. And then when we're actually on our honeymoon in Bali, just randomly, one of the bands in front of us started singing it as well.
Oh, well, you can't do better than that. All right.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
always great to hear a bit of Neil Diamond. I might even play some on Sunday afternoon in tuning music, memories and more. All right, Nicole, so everything's going along fine. You've had your wedding. You've danced the dance at your wedding to Neil Diamond. And then I was going to say you find yourself pregnant, but you don't. It's not a case of finding yourself pregnant. You get yourself pregnant, and so everything's going along swimmingly, and then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall and you had a stroke.
Yes, well, it was actually a very strange time because it was when we just started getting COVID. And so being pregnant, I was a little bit worried because I didn't know what that was and what that meant. So I'd actually taken, it was a week and a half before school holidays, and I'd taken that week, the rest of the week off work. So Tuesday was a planning day, Wednesday was at home because I was nervous about getting COVID. And then it was Thursday the 19th of March and everything was normal in that morning. My husband was still at work, so, and he's also a primary school teacher, so he'd gone off to work. I remember him messaging me that morning because we were going to donate food to one of the families at his school, and he was asking me if I could make something. And then all of a sudden, I started feeling really sick, and I knew that something wasn't right. I had a terrible headache, and I actually started vomiting, and that's not usual for me, but I knew that I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that whatever was happening, I just needed some help. So I actually called my husband, but because he was teaching, he was unable to answer straight away. So I ended up calling my dad, and I was really lucky. Dad was actually meant to work that day, but we're mad AFL supporters. My husband and I are mad Carlton.
Oh, you poor lady.
And it was the first game of the season. And so Dad had taken it off so he could come with my mum and Dave and Dave's family. So I was very lucky that when I called, he answered, because usually he'd be working and he wouldn't be able to. And he knew straight away that something wasn't right. And
so you were able to speak at this
at the start? I was.
Yeah.
And so he actually, while I was on the phone to him, got my mum to call the ambulance straight away. And they jumped in the car. I'm just very lucky that they didn't say, you know, go to bed, you'll be all right.
Yep.
We'll come in and check on you. Because I think that would be a relatively, like, expected response.
Yep.
You can totally understand them doing that. But when I was on the phone to him, I actually started slurring my words. And that's actually when I lost consciousness. And so from there, I don't remember anything.
Yep.
But I woke up in hospital, and little did I know I'd been in a coma for 2 weeks. So it was
two weeks.
Yeah.
Gee.
And I woke up, and at that point in time, I had a breathing tube, so I couldn't talk or anything. But my husband and I have this. It's probably a little bit corny, but in that moment, I'm very glad we did it. We used to squeeze each other's hand 3 times, and that would mean I love you. And we used to do that when we were around, like, family or things, when we wouldn't say it out loud to anyone. And so when I was in hospital and I'd woken up from the coma, they said to Dave, look, we don't know what to expect. She may not have any of her memories there. She may not be able to communicate. We actually just don't know. And in that moment, I'd grabbed his hand and squeezed it 3 times. And it was then that he knew that, okay, well, she's got something there that she remembers.
You remembered something.
And then I was really fortunate when I did wake up and they took the breathing tube out, and really lucky that I've got a lot of physical deficits and I've got things that I need to overcome, but my mental capacity and my memories have not been affected at all.
Oh, that's terrific. Which is
so lucky.
Right, let's take Frankie Valli. Can't take my eyes off you.
Well, that was actually our wedding song. So we had dance lessons.
Yep.
And this was the song my husband and I danced to at our wedding.
All right, let's listen to it.
Yeah.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
I can see why you picked that for a wedding song. It's a terrific song, isn't it?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Terrific. Without going too deeply into your stroke, and we don't want to pry too much, obviously your voice is really good, and you're talking about your memory. Were they both, when you woke up after being in this coma, were they both as they are now, or did you, if you had to retrain yourself to talk, or what happened
my
there?
My memories were always there.
Yep.
I was always able to talk, but I did have speech therapy for about 6 months afterwards. So when I originally came out of the stroke,
yep,
and I had the breathing tube, I couldn't swallow, so I had to relearn how to swallow. So I remember all I wanted to do was eat, and I wasn't allowed to eat anything.
Oh, no.
And I started on juice swabs. And just sucking off the juice of a swab, practicing to swallow. And then I moved to pureed food, so everything was really soft,
yep,
because I worried about me chewing or things, yep, getting caught in my throat. And then eventually I went back to a normal diet.
Gee, you've been had a long road.
Yes.
ABBA, Rock Me. Why that?
That was that's a song from when I was little. My parents made a lot of home videos. And there's a lot of home videos of me. I must have loved that song as a little tacker, yeah, just going absolutely nuts on the footrest, bouncing up and down to it.
Just one quick question before we go, because we're going to play that right now. Does your memory still remember all that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's terrific.
I'm very lucky. I would say my memory's pretty top-notch. Yep. And it hasn't changed at all from the Strokes, so I still remember everything.
Terrific. All right, let's take this song and we'll be back with more.
Rock me, give me that kick now, rock me. Show me that trick now, roll me. You can do magic, baby, and I can't get enough of it. Rock me, give me that feeling, roll me. Rocking and reeling, baby. So don't stop doing it, don't stop doing it now.
Gallagher on Choice Tunes. We're talking about all her life. We've heard her all about her early days and the fact that she's had a stroke. Nicole, I guess without prying, we should mention that due to the stroke, you did lose the first child, and that was caused just by the stroke, wasn't it?
Yes. Unfortunately, I had what they call an AVM, so it's an entanglement of blood vessels, and that burst.
Yep.
And caused me to have the stroke.
Yep.
But it was a pretty catastrophic time, and then they had to make the decision to save me. They had to deliver Ned, and unfortunately Ned didn't make it.
Just didn't.
It was too early.
All right, so we move on past that because we don't want to dwell on that, but I just thought we should mention that. But since you've had the stroke, you've been able to become a mum, haven't you?
Yes, to beautiful Gus, who's actually, his name is Angus Michael Andrew Gallagher, and Angus, or Gus, is after the brain surgeon who saved my life.
Was it?
Michael is after the paramedic who made the decision to send me to the Austin Hospital because he thought that I'd need neurosurgery.
Yep.
And Andrew is after one of the ICU doctors.
Oh, that's terrific. All right.
Yes, he is the most, I'm biased, but he's the most beautiful little boy.
and it took a lot to get him, I'll bet, after having...
Absolutely.
Now, I just, we'll take first of all, Jimmy Barnes, a working class man, then I want to get on to something else. Why have you picked Jimmy Barnes and a working class man?
Well, that's actually mine and my dad's favourite song together. It actually used to be my ringtone for him when he would call me.
Oh, Right.
And it's probably not your typical father-daughter dance, but we played it at the wedding as our father-daughter dance because it was our favourite song.
Terrific.
And it's one of my most favourite memories.
So I hope your dad's listening today.
Yes, I hope so.
Poor old Jimmy Barnes can still talk after why he used to scream at all these songs. But anyway, that's why he did it. Now, you've had your stroke and you're part of the Stroke Foundation. I don't know whether you remember there or how you got onto them. Maybe we've got time to talk about that. But I know you've just been made Volunteer of the Award. Now, I don't want you to be coy and say, "Oh, no, it was nothing." Tell us how you became the Volunteer of the Year, please.
So it actually wasn't the Volunteer Award. It was the Courage Award.
Oh, was it?
And yeah. And what happened? I had no idea. My husband actually nominated me and I didn't know that he had.
Yeah.
So you have to fill out a form and explain why you want to nominate that person and fill in a bit of their story. So my husband filled out all the information about me, which included, you know, what we'd been through and what had happened, and I guess highlighted that it was pretty courageous for us to now have Gus, considering what we'd been through to get
him. I think you're a gutsy lady, to be honest.
Yeah. And so when they called me to tell me that I was a finalist, so it was between me and two others, there was three altogether, who were just as worthy. But when they called me to tell me I was a finalist, they said, oh, there wasn't a dry eye in the house reading your application. And of the judges. And then, yeah, when they announced the award, they announced all the three finalists and yep. then announced that I was the winner.
That's terrific, isn't it? And, that, yeah. and that's because of all that you've been through to get to the point where you are now.
Yeah. And I think for me, I was just so humbled to win the award. But I guess my most important message is that, you know, if you do have a stroke and times are really tough, which no doubt they were for my husband and I, we shed a lot of tears.
Oh, bad.
But the best of our life is happening now, because now we've got Gus. And although it felt like the end of the world at the time,
yep.
it wasn't.
It's a start.
And right. things can get better.
Ah, that's terrific. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
That was just a song. It was very popular when my husband and I started dating.
Yep.
And it's just a song that will always remind me of him. And we also played this at our wedding, but it wasn't one of the main songs. Yeah.
Without going into it, because we're starting to run out of time, did you meet you said he's a teacher. Did you meet him at school or did you meet
him? No, I actually met him at Sandown Race Course.
All right.
So there you go.
That's probably another story, but we'll just play Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. Memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Keep on making the same mistakes.
Nicole, I must start off by saying I think you're an amazing lady. Apart from all that you've been through with your stroke, you lost a child, you're a mum now, but you're still talking about wanting to be mum again and maybe a couple of times, and you're still talking about going back to teaching. A lot of people would have just crawled away and said it's all too hard. So I think you're an amazing lady, to be honest.
Thank you.
And, look, I've got to say thank you for being part of Choice Tunes. When I was given the opportunity and I heard a bit about your background, I thought we've just got to have you in. You are a local lady, so it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. I've got to ask you, father and son, Cat Stevens, why did you pick that?
Well, originally my husband and I really liked that song when I was pregnant with Ned.
Yep.
And after we lost Ned, I actually couldn't bring myself to listen to it.
Yep.
And then when I became pregnant with Gus again, and we didn't know at that stage whether Gus was a boy or a girl, but
yep.
I started listening to it again. And now that Gus is here and it is father and son, I absolutely love watching Dave be a dad. I think it's one of the best things you could ever see, and I just absolutely love this song.
Just very quickly, because I'm just about out of time, how did Dave, your husband, cope with it all? Did he find it overwhelming, or did that just kick him along and really kick him into gear?
I'm sure he did,
yep.
But he was absolutely amazing, and it was very clear from the get-go that his number one focus was me.
Good.
And that we would get through it together, and he just wanted to support me in any way that he could. And I will be forever grateful for the way that he supported me during what was a really tough time.
How long were you in hospital or away from home? Like, you went in the ambulance, how long before?
Yeah, so I was in one hospital for nearly 2 months,
yeah.
And then the rehab hospital for nearly 4. So I went into, it happened on the 19th of March,
yeah.
And I came home on the 21st of August.
Jeez, a long while to be away from
home. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And that was during the height of COVID, so that was when we had restrictions. So 8 weeks of that were absolutely no visitors.
I was going to say, your husband wouldn't even have been allowed to come in, would
he? No, so 8 weeks of us not being able to see each other, which was incredibly tough.
That would probably almost be as tough as what you'd been through.
Yeah.
Gee, that's incredible. Look, as I said, I can't say it enough. I really think you've put up with a lot, and I think you've come out the other end an amazing lady. I mean, a lot of people would have along the line said, oh, this is all too hard. Look, I've got to go, unfortunately, but thank you, Nicole, for being part of Choice Tunes.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you all the very best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Nicole.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. To explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried